Well, good morning, listeners, and welcome to Monday Sports Roundup here on 101.5 FM, this 15th day of September. Sports headlines, Herald Sun in Melbourne, AFL. AFL clubs believe they're being treated with disrespect in the race to select a new commissioner, many saying that the process has been shambolic. The Daily Telegraph in Sydney and the Courier Mail in Brisbane, well, it's all NRL. Sydney NRL formal finals form guide. Semi-final set for 80,000 seat sellout as Canberra faces a monumental physical and mental challenge to rebound from the 94-minute loss to Brisbane yesterday, while Penrith and Canterbury preparing for the biggest game of 2025. And in Brisbane, NRL, as we said, headbutt to hero. Walsh and Hunt erase finals demons in legendary victory, with Canberra and Brisbane playing out one of the greatest NRL finals in history. So let's start with our rugby league. And closer to home, though, grand finals of the Sunshine Coast Gympie Rugby League yesterday at the Sunshine Coast Stadium, and they will be dancing in the streets of Woodford because not only did they win the men's A grade, they won the reserve grade. In the first grade, well, Stanley River 22 defeated Maroochydore 20, 4 tries each, with Corey Herdgen, 2 tries and 3 goals, the star for Stanley River. In the reserve grade, Stanley River 22 defeated Coolum 12. Jacob Tobok was the player of the match there from Stanley River. Well done to the Stanley River teams. In the women's A grade, well, Caboolture lost 18-0 to Maroochydore. Millie Reid, a double of tries there for Maroochydore and player of the match. In C grade, Caloundra defeated Bribey 16-12. And in the under-19s, Beerwood defeated Caloundra. So well done to all the teams in the grand finals on the Sunshine Coast Gympie Rugby League. The Queensland Cup finals week 2. On Saturday, the Dolphins defeated the Blackhawks in Townsville. Will Partridge, 2 tries and 3 goals. Blackhawks led 10-4 at halftime. And in the other game yesterday, Wynnum 34 defeated Ipswich 12. So we go to the preliminary finals next weekend. Saturday, the Bears will take on the Dolphins, and Sunday, the Devils will take on the Seagulls. That's in the Queensland Cup. In the women, preliminary finals next weekend. We'll have Saturday, the Tigers will take on the Northern Pride, and on Sunday, the Magpies will take on the Bears. Good luck to all the teams. And of course, in the NRL, well, week one of the semis, Storm defeated the Dogs 26-18, Panthers defeated the Warriors, Sharks defeated the Roosters, and of course, in that wonderful match yesterday, 94 minutes, extra time, golden point, sin bin, field goals hitting crossbars, and plenty of controversy, Broncos 29 defeated the Raiders 28. So next weekend, we've got the Panthers will take on the Dogs on Sunday, and on Saturday night at 7:50 p.m. the Raiders will take on the Sharks in Canberra. Storm and Broncos, they're off for a week to wait for the winners of both of those games. And in the NRL women, Roosters finish on top on 22 points, the Broncos second on 20, so they also have a weekend off. And on Saturday the Knights will take on the Titans, and the Cowboys will take on the Sharks in the NRL women's semi-finals. See, there was certainly plenty happening there in rugby league over the weekend. Let's turn our attention to rugby union. And of course, the Wallabies, they lost round 4 of the championships to Argentina 28-26 in Sydney on Saturday night in front of a record 42,000 fans. They'll take on the All Blacks next Saturday in New Zealand. The All Blacks were beaten by South Africa on Saturday in Wellington. Let's hope it continues. Short break, listeners, and we'll be back with more here. Monday Sports Roundup, 101.5 FM. Listeners, welcome back to Monday Sports Roundup here on 101.5 FM. We're talking rugby union. Unfortunately, our Wallaroos, well, they were eliminated from the Women's Rugby World Cup by Canada 46-5 in Bristol. Bad luck there. So the Wallaroos, unfortunately, they're out of the Women's Rugby World Cup. Caboolture Rugby Union, unfortunately, their Colts, they lost their semi-final, the under-20s match last Thursday, 10-7 to West Colts. Toby Vinton scored Caboolture's only try. And in the Super Rugby Australia Round 1, on Friday, the Force defeated New South Wales, and yesterday, the Reds defeated the Brumbies 36-26. Tim Ryan, a hat-trick for the Reds, scored all of those within the first 30 minutes. They'll take on the New South Wales team in Narrabri next Saturday. In the AFL, well, it gets even better for Brisbane because they defeated the Gold Coast in the Q clash on the weekend, and 100-47 without their star Lachie Neale. They now take on Collingwood next Saturday night in the preliminary final at the MCG. Doesn't get any bigger and better than that. In the other game, the Hawks will eliminate Adelaide. They'll now play Geelong at the MCG in the preliminary final on Friday night. Both winners will go through to the grand final. In the local AFL, in the QAFL, Grand final next Saturday, Redland will take on Surfers Paradise, and in the Queensland Football Association grand final on Saturday, Maine defeated Springwood 100-87. Plenty happening in the World Athletics in Tokyo, but probably the highlight has been the form of Queensland sprint sensation 100 metres, Tori Lewis. She made it through to the semi-finals. Unfortunately, she finished fifth in the semi, didn't get through to the final. And her other Queenslander, his mate there, Bree Rizzo, finished sixth in her heat. There's so much happening there, but let's hope that all the Aussies that are in action can continue to get through to semis and finals at the World Athletics Championships in Tokyo. In motorsport at the Bend on the weekend, Brock Feeney first, Cameron Hill second, and Brody Kostecki third. Feeney leads the Drivers' Championships by 345 points from Matthew Payne. Next up, the Bathurst 1000, 9th to the 12th of October. In soccer, not a good start for Aussie Ange Postecoglou, with Arsenal defeating Forest 3-0 in his first game in charge of Forest. And in the local derby, Man City 3 defeated Man United 0. Liverpool, they had a 1-0 win over Burnley, sitting top of the ladder on 12 points, Liverpool. In the local soccer and the men's NPL grand final on Saturday, the Lions defeated Moreton City 2-1. Joe Scott scored the goal for Moreton City. And in the women, Brisbane City defeated Gold Coast. And in the Football Queensland Premier League 1, in the men, the grand final on Saturday, Magic United defeated the Rochdale Rovers 2-1. But in good news for the local women's team in the Division 1 there, Caboolture, they defeated Olympic FC, was 1-1 at full-time, and then they won 4-2 on penalties. Well done to coach Casey Robbins and the rest of the team there from the Caboolture. In basketball, well, round 1 of the NBL season kicks off this week. And on Friday night, the Bullets will take on New Zealand in New Zealand. Cairns will take on South East Melbourne on Saturday in Melbourne. And well done to the 1,500 competitors in the Ironman triathlon that was held on the Sunshine Coast yesterday. 1.9K swim, 90-kilometre ride and a 21.1-kilometre run. And well done to Jake Bartwistle from the men's, winner there, and in the female, Ellie Salthouse. Well done to all of those who competed, over 1,500 competitors. Have a great week, listeners. Look forward to your company again next time on Monday Sports Roundup, 101.5 FM.